did you, first of all, just kind of feel out there today? As I was saying, earlier than normally, start, it seemed like the velocity range in the first inning were maybe a little lower than we're used to seeing.
I was trying to be too cute in that first inning. I'm trying to fool guys. And I just wasn't attacking the way I did in later in the game. And so, that's on me. I mean, I 100%, and the reason for today's result, just because it's, I wasn't competing in that first inning. And I think the two runs, that came in a six, I'm also frustrated about not being able to get through six, if not seven. I mean, I think it came out at 66 pitches or something like that. Just knowing that I could have got deeper in that game, it's frustrating. That first inning is just, maybe if we get the out, with Elvis, Elvis back there, I was the reason that ball skipped on him, so tipped off the end of my glove. So all in all, I'm pretty critical of myself on this one. Whether it is a couple hours early than we're used to, I made sure my body was prepared, and I know I was prepared for today. So there wasn't a lack of preparation to say.
When you say too cute, what does that mean? Hmm? When you say trying to be too cute the first thing, what does that mean?
I think I was going to my off-speed stuff a little early, and that's on me. I wanted to try to get some ground balls, try to get some outs, and through a slider that didn't hit its location to Ramirez, and he pulled it down the line, and ultimately causing two runs to score, and then I think all in all, it's just made some bad pitch choices in that first inning, and got back on my attack, got back on my fastball, and fastball came alive after that. I was pretty frustrated with myself. So, I think I can look at those middle innings as something to build off of, but that first inning is I'm still kicking myself for.
And so you did tip the grounder down at the middle.
Yeah, it hit off my glove and it started spinning the other way. Mm-hmm. And when I saw it kick off my glove, I looked back and I knew that ball was going to take a hop on Elvis. And ultimately, I probably should just let him have it because that's an easy out right there. Scramble right to him. So if I don't put any spin on it, if I don't touch it, it might be a different result. So. All in all, I think there's just that first inning is what I'm really frustrated about. And, they're going to make contact, and I had an opportunity to get deep in the ball game, and I didn't.
I think you started the night where Bethancourt is his first home. Is that just kind of the player he's been on since?
I mean, that's the hitter that we've seen. That's the hitter that we've kind of expected, when we had him in spring. And yeah, he's on a tear right now, but he's seeing the ball well, and he's not getting out of his plan. He's driving balls over the fence, which is nice, but he's also getting doubles and getting on base, which is what we need too. So I mean, he's full package, and I'm happy for him.
Good. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, thanks.